Good morning and welcome to Overeaters Anonymous, a Vision for You Big Book Study. My name is Dawn B. and I'm a recovered compulsive overeater from Southern California. Today's Monday, September 16th, 2024, and this is the 10 a.m. Eastern Time meeting. Today we're reading from the Big Book and we're on page 47, the first paragraph, when, therefore, we speak to you of God, through one paragraph ending, however limited it was. Commenting on this one paragraph today. Today's readers, 12 steps, Leland P., 12 traditions, Mary P., readers of the text, Janice P.M., Penny L.C., and Chanel T. The reference number for Sunday, September 15th, is 21,744. That's 21744. And for this morning, Monday, September 16th, 7 a.m. Eastern Time meeting, the reference number is 21,745. That's 21745. Our newcomer greeter, this morning is Loretta M., and Shelley E. will do the announcements. Thank you so much to everyone providing service for this meeting. OA Preamble. Overeaters Anonymous is a fellowship of individuals who, through shared experience, strength, and hope, are recovering from compulsive overeating. We welcome everyone who wants to stop eating compulsively. There are no dues or fees for members. We are self-supporting through our own contributions, neither soliciting nor accepting outside donations. OA is not affiliated with any public or private organization, political movement, ideology, or religious doctrine. We take no position on outside issues. Our primary purpose is to abstain from compulsive eating and compulsive food behaviors and to carry the message of recovery through the 12 steps of OA to those who still suffer. Our sole purpose. OA's fifth tradition states, each group has but one primary purpose, to carry its message to the compulsive overeater who still suffers. At a Vision for You Big Book Study, our message is that people who suffer from compulsive overeating can recover through abstinence and the practice of the 12 steps and 12 traditions of Overeaters Anonymous. Here are the steps we took, which are suggested as a program of recovery. I will now ask Leland P. to read the 12 steps of OA.
Hi, I'm Leland P., recovering compulsive overeater in Germany. These are the 12 steps of OA. 1. We admitted we were powerless over food, that our lives had become unmanageable. 2. Came to believe that a power greater than ourselves could restore us to sanity. 3. Made a decision to turn our will and our lives over to the care of God as we understood Him. 4. Made a searching and fearless moral inventory of ourselves. 5. Admitted to God, to ourselves, and to another human being the exact nature of our wrongs. 6. Were entirely ready to have God remove all these defects of character. 7. Humbly asked Him to remove our shortcomings. 8. Made a list of all persons we had harmed and became willing to make amends to them all. 9. Made direct amends to such people wherever possible, except when to do so would injure them or others. 10. Continued to take personal inventory, and when we were wrong, promptly admitted it. 11. Sought through prayer and meditation to improve our conscious contact with God as we understood Him, praying only for knowledge of His will for us and the power to carry that out. 12. Having had a spiritual awakening as a result of these steps, we tried to carry this message to compulsive overeaters and to practice these principles in all our affairs. Thank you for letting me be of service.
Thank you so much, Leland P. I'll now ask Mary P. to read the 12 traditions of OA.
Thank you, Dawn. This is Mary P. in Texas, and these are the 12 traditions of Overeaters Anonymous. 1. Our common welfare should come first. Personal recovery depends upon OA unity. 2. For our group purpose, there is but one ultimate authority, a loving God, as He may express Himself in our group conscience. Our leaders are but trusted servants. They do not govern. 3. The only requirement for OA membership is a desire to stop eating compulsively. 4. Group should be autonomous except in matters affecting other groups or OA as a whole. 5. Each group has but one primary purpose, to carry its message to the compulsive overeater who still suffers. 6. An OA group ought never endorse, finance, or lend the OA name to any related facility or outside enterprise, lest problems of money, property, and prestige divert us from our primary purpose. 7. Every OA group ought to be fully self-supporting, declining outside contributions. 8. Overeaters Anonymous should remain forever non-professional, but our service centers may employ special workers. 9. OA as such ought never be organized, but we may create service boards or committees directly responsible to those they serve. 10. Overeaters Anonymous has no opinion on outside issues, hence the OA name ought never be drawn into public controversy. 11. Our public relations policy is based on attraction rather than promotion. We need always maintain personal anonymity at the level of press, radio, films, television, and other public media of communication. And 12, anonymity is the spiritual foundation of all these traditions, ever reminding us to place principles before personalities. Thanks so much for letting me be of service, and I'll pass.
Thank you so much, Mary P. How our meeting works. Our meeting focuses on the directions for recovery described in the Big Book of Alcoholics Anonymous. We read a paragraph or two from the literature and then stop and share in what was read. Anyone can share, but we ask that you keep your sharing to the topic and literature we are discussing and that you keep your share to approximately 3 minutes. Singleness of purpose reminds us to identify as compulsive overeaters only. Our abstinence requirement for moderators is 1 year and for readers is 6 months. There's no abstinence requirement for sharing on topic. This meeting does request that your sharing be directly linked to what was read. We're sharing what the directions in the Big Book mean to us. To share, press star 1 to unmute. Once you are done sharing, let us know by saying pass. Then press star 1 to mute your phone. To have a quiet meeting, everyone's phone except the speaker's should be muted. Today, we resume our study of the Big Book, and we're on page 47, the first paragraph, when therefore we speak to you of God, through one paragraph ending however limited it was. We'll be commenting on this one paragraph today. I'll now ask Janice PM to read and then share with us.
Well, thanks again, Don P., for allowing me to have the pleasure of reading. I am a grateful, recovered, compulsive overeater, and I live in Massachusetts. So when therefore, we speak to you of God, we mean your own conception of God. This applies, too, to other spiritual expressions, which you find in this book. Do not let any prejudice you may have against spiritual terms deter you from honestly asking yourselves what they mean to you. At the start, this was all we needed to commence spiritual growth, to effect our first conscious relation with God as we understood him. Afterward, we found ourselves accepting many things which then seemed entirely out of reach. That was growth. But if we wished to grow, we had to begin somewhere. So we used our own conception, however limited it was. Oh boy, what a meaningful for me and for us. The first thing I want to say is, this is a paragraph of experiences of the pioneers that went before us. They're telling us simple directions on what is the process to believe in a higher power to bring us solutions. Well, why do I need a higher power? Well, I can tell you why I need a higher power, and this is why they needed a higher power. They usually say, we, and that is about 8 times. So they're giving us their experiences, and I can give you mine. Why do I need a higher power? Well, I'll tell you, because I'm 100% powerless. That's what we just got finished reading. I've conceded, I am convinced, and it took a time. I didn't just come in here and say, oh, yeah, okay, well, I did. I did say, well, I have a God, so I'm all set. But how untrue it was for me, because I said I had a God, but I played God. So the first thing it's telling us, a simple direction, oh, boy, use your own conception of a higher power, whom I choose to call God. Many of us choose to call our higher power God, but there are other names given to this power. Whatever you decide you want to call that power, that's all it says to us. Nobody in this room, this group, OA, tells you who to believe and what it must be, what that power must be. It can be your own conception. And when somebody tells me to use my own conception, oh boy, I love that. Just tell me to do what I want to do. So that's the first direction. The first direction is to not let any prejudices, and boy, did I come in with prejudices. Oh, no, my religion is the only religion. Blah, blah, blah. My mother told me, my grandmother told me that this is what you have to do, otherwise you're going to go to hell. And your religion is the only religion. And, you know, those were ideas that had to be changed because those were my prejudicial opinions, you know, formed without any due examination, judging. I was prematurely judging. I was irrational. I had hatred of certain races or certain religion. I mean, that's just how it was. I mean, in the religion that I was taught, there was a lot I didn't understand. So I just said, poo-poo, you know, okay, I'll go on and find my own God. But I found that my own God was me.
Time.
So I didn't practice. Yes, certainly. So this is the beginning. I identify this is very important for me to start. Start somewhere, and it started with letting go of prejudices. I'm finishing up. Knowing that I'm powerless, so I have to find a power, whatever you choose to call that power. And with that, I pass. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Janice PM from Massachusetts. And I'll now take the names of people who would like to share in this paragraph. Although we value your experience, we ask that you limit your sharing to every third day in order that others might share their experiences too. So who would like to share with us?
Caroline and Wendy in California.
Me, Chris J.
Rachel L.
Okay, hold on here. Let's
Wendy
see.
B.
Caroline. And then I heard Wendy B. And who was before Wendy B?
Rachel L.
Mitris J came in as well.
Mitris J. Okay.
Joan Marie M.
Joan Marie M.
Lynn F.
Lynn F.
Deborah G.
Deborah G. Okay, let me look. Let me read to you who I have. I have Carolyn, or was it Caroline?
Caroline.
Okay, Caroline, perfect. And what's your initial, Caroline?
M-D.
M-D, perfect. And then I have a Rachel, Wendy B., Mitris J., Joan Marie M., Lynn F., and Deborah G. Did I miss anyone? Okay, fantastic lineup. Let's start with Carolyn M.D. Please let me know where you're calling from, and you'll be followed by Rachel. And go ahead, Caroline. Thank you so much.
Hi, this is Caroline calling from California this morning, and thank you. Yeah, that paragraph probably was the most important one that I read, heard, understood, because I did grow up with lots of other people's ideas of what what I should be doing and what my higher power should be, although they didn't call it a higher power. I didn't even like the G-O-D word when I first came. So it wasn't like I was hanging on to something that I didn't want to let go of. It was like I was rejecting all of it. And it was pretty transformational and inclusive for me to hear that I could decide, even though I was powerless, I could decide what the power would look like in the ideal world. And so I have been able to do that for these last years, and it has really been wonderful. And I still run up against the fact that everybody's ideas are different. You know, I was talking to a program fellow recently, and I shared a little bit of what my ideas are, and they didn't see it that way, and that's okay with me. And I told them that I didn't need them to see it the same way. I just found that it worked for me that way. So in a lot of areas of my life, it would be wonderful if I could take this same attitude, not have to control the situation, just let it be what it is. And I'm just really grateful that I have an opportunity 24/7 to either call into this meeting or another one and hear what's being sent to me by that loving power that I didn't even know how to conceptualize when I first got here. So with that, I will pass, and thank you for letting me share.
Thank you so much, Caroline MD from California. Rachel, it's your turn to share. Please give me your initial and where you're calling from, followed by Wendy B.
Hi, Rachel L. from San Diego, California, compulsive overeater. And I don't know if I shared this on this meeting or it was another meeting, but I literally talked to this young lady yesterday, and hopefully she's on this meeting this morning. And I was literally telling her, like, I'm only 2 weeks into OA. I hit 2 weeks on Saturday of abstinence. And when my first couple of days in here, I was like, great, they're going to throw the big G word at me, and I'm going to be pissed. I'm going to run away. And finally someone sat me down and said, Rachel, it's your understanding of a higher power. Not your mom, not your dad, not Joe Blow, your understanding. And honestly, my first like 7 days, I was like, you know what, my higher power is Steve the Rock, you know? And that's what worked for me for the first week. And I was like, you know what, Steve the Rock is my higher power for right now, because it made me laugh, it made me happy, it made me smile, because I could not get behind the big G-O-D word. And I couldn't get behind the churches. I couldn't get behind that for a while. And I still have my problems, but I'm working on it. And I didn't know how to pray, and I didn't know how to talk, but I could talk to Steve the Rock. And, you know, and now I'm building this relationship because I needed something, a power higher than myself, because I was making myself God. That wasn't working, because that's what got me into the situation that I'm in. So I was just telling her, you know, if yours needs to be Steve the Rock, or if you want to name it something else, it has to be higher than you. And I said, so someone shared with me that, you know, their prayer used to be literally F you God, you know. And as long as open, there's a line of communication. So start somewhere, start something. You know, and I used to think I was too far gone because of my size. And I'm literally being told you are never too far gone, no matter how big you are, or how much you eat, or how much you've done, you are never too far gone. You can always be saved. And I'm realizing that. And I'm so happy I came into OA. I know it's only been a little over 2 weeks, but I've already seen so many changes, and I am so happy I've done this. Thank you for letting me share.
Thank you so much, Rachel L. from California, and congratulations on 2 weeks. We're so grateful to have you here. Wendy B., it's your turn to share, followed by Mitris J.
Good morning. This is Wendy B., recovered in Arizona. And I just love that sentence, you know, honestly ask yourself what they mean to you. you know, because it speaks to the autonomy, you know, we each have before God. You know, it doesn't matter what anyone else believes. You know, ultimately, it's only my relationship with God that matters. You know, and I can just sense being in God's presence, you know, under his all-knowing eye and him asking me, what do you believe? You know, let's start there. And like the door is just opening a crack for me to take a baby step of faith, you know, and I can set aside everything I've heard about God. You know, my relationship with him doesn't have to be like anyone else's. And, you know, he wants to know me individually, heart to heart, and he wants to reveal himself to me, you know, without any intermediaries. And he wants me to bring my honest self into this relationship, you know, including my doubts and my fears and my questions, you know, and he wants to address all of them in an intimate, understanding way. And I also love that sentence, you know, if we wish to grow, we had to begin somewhere. Because that concept of growing and learning new skills, you know, was foreign to me. I wanted to bypass the discipline of learning a skill. You know, I just wanted to instantly be good at it, you know, to be an expert, you know, and if it wasn't easy, I didn't want to try it. And, you know, so this is just so basic to just begin and practice and grow, you know, to humbly admit, I don't know, you know, and I need to be taught. You know, and it's just very practical truth, you know, that I had to learn to embrace. And that's all. Thank you for letting me share.
Thank you so much, Wendy B. from Arizona. Beatrice J., it's your turn, followed by Joan Marie M., and please let us know where you're calling from.
Thank you. This is Beatrice J. from Michigan, a grateful, compulsive overeater. When I came into the program in 1990, the old-timers took me by the hand and they told me, Mitris, in order to work this program, you're going to have to find a power greater than yourself. That power for me has been God. You know, my best thinking got me here. Talk about being powerless. I have to have a power greater than myself to help me. I have to do God's will. And step three shows me how to turn my will and my life over to the care of God. It's just bringing tears to my eyes because I realize so much how I need to depend on God. There's just no way around it for me. And my higher power has done for me what I cannot do for myself. Even when I try my very best, I have to allow God to give me the solutions and the things that I need. It's just that way. And I have been pre-diabetic. I went to my doctor 2 weeks ago. I am no longer pre-diabetic. My A1C is normal. I've also lost some weight. I thought I was gaining weight. This is how much I need a power greater than myself. I was telling people in meetings I'm gaining weight. Within reality, I was losing. My doctor was so proud of me. I just can't get around it not having God in my life and depending on that power because I am powerless. And when I turn my will and my life over to that care, everything falls into place. But it's been a process, one day at a time. Thanks for letting me share, and I pass.
Thank you so much for sharing, Mitris J. from Michigan. Joan Marie M., it's your turn, followed by Lynn F., and if you're just joining us, we're talking about page 47. That first paragraph starts with when, therefore, we speak to you of God through one paragraph ending, however limited it was. So, Joan Marie, please share with us, followed by Lynn F.
Good morning, Dawn. Good morning, everyone. May I be heard?
You sure can.
Okay, thank you. The longer I'm in this program, the longer I know that I don't know. You know, I do know that it's a divinely, for me, a divinely appointed book, that it came from God, power greater than myself. I love the program. I'm just sitting here just reading this. How many times Bill has said, may you find him now. And so many times all through the book, may you find him and the ways to find him. And to me, this is the very beginning. And if you're just stepping into the water, into the river right now, or like when I used to go swimming and I would put my foot in and then step out again, and other people, just jump in, jump. I couldn't just jump in. But now I've jumped in all the way, and the water is wonderful. And just hearing everybody share that we're all different, we come from different backgrounds, but there's acceptance, there's love. And, you know, it's just I could go on and on about how different my belief in God is changed and growing daily. And so with that, I'm going to pass. Thank you so much for letting me share.
Thank you so much, Joan Marie M. from Nevada. Lynn F., it's your turn, followed by Deborah G., and then I'll be taking some more names.
Well, good morning, everybody. This is Linda Washington. Wow, what a great meeting so far. Oh, my goodness. For me, I am just so thankful that the big book just keeps going back to let you, you know, like you said, let us find him now. And for me, I even have a problem with him, you know, and I had a problem with G-O-D. I had so many problems with thinking it was a, you know, religious, because I've had religion disillusion me, like, so hugely that I've been in program for 10 years just fighting against that part of it, but still coming back because I wanted to find recovery. I got over 200 pounds for many, many, many years and was miserable and obsessed with the food, so I wanted that. I wanted what other people had, so I kept coming back. That's the whole, like, keep coming back is so true. Like, keep coming back till the miracle happens. And pretty soon, after a while, miracles happen all the time, even before you're completely all the way in or abstinent. You're improving, 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 improving. And now I'm just so grateful that I stayed in, and I have a God of my understanding. And even the word God doesn't make me cringe anymore. It's just a beautiful thing. So if you're new, just keep coming back. And whatever you're feeling, it's okay to feel it. And it's okay to share it. And it's okay. We're going to love you till you can love yourself. And that's what people did for me. And you'll learn how to share, you'll learn how to have a voice, listen, and it's just so beautiful. And so everybody have a beautiful day. Thanks. Bye.
Oh, thank you so much, Lynn F. from Washington. Deborah G., it's your turn.
Oh, thank you, Dawn, so much for your service this morning. Everyone that has made this meeting possible, and welcome, welcome to all the newcomers. I'm so glad you're with us today. Oh, beautiful place to be. And grateful for all the shares 12-step in me today, keeping me awake. And I was reminiscing back when I first got into recovery in another program years and years ago, and my experience at that time with my first surrender and admitting that I had no power, because it wasn't until I admitted I had no power was I starting to open up to an awareness of a power. And it actually, like, I felt like I was swept off my feet with this love, with this that just encompassed me. And in fact, Steve Linwood's song first came out, Take Me to Higher Love. I'd play that song and I'd feel that song. I'd feel the experience. And that's how it's been. The more that I experience that power, you know, and I used the word God for many years and I still do, but it's changed every time I've gone through the steps in different programs and had my experience with life and seen that power working in my life and how much that power loves me and cares about me and wants my highest good and greatest joy. And now it's like a divine, loving power, presence, light, and mystery. And it's just a wonderful, I love being in consciousness and in that divine flow. And I'm not always there, but because of the experience that I have with that power and doing what I do for staying connected and not separating myself all the time, because I used to all the time I was not connected, I get carried back to it. It's just, I can't even articulate the experience, but I'm so grateful because of these programs and this program that I found it here. Oh, thank you. Thank you all.
Thank you so much, Deborah G. from Arizona. And we're talking today about page 47, that first paragraph, when therefore we speak to you of God through one paragraph ending, however limited it was. So we do value your experience, but we ask that you limit your sharing to every third day in order that others might share their experiences too. So who would like to share in this paragraph?
Hello, Krista. Beverly R.
Beverly R.
From
Jennifer G.
Maryland.
Jennifer G.
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
Penny L.C.
Sarah N.
Penny L.C. And who was that other name?
Sarah N. California.
Tara N. California.
Sarah.
Oh, Sarah. Sarah. Okay. Anyone else? All right. I have Beverly R., Jennifer G., Penny L.C., and Sarah N. from California. Beverly R., please get us started and let us know where you're calling from.
This is Beverly R. from Silver Spring, Maryland. From Silver Spring, Maryland. I just wanted to share briefly and say there's a light at the end of the tunnel, but the tunnel is choked with garbage. And in OA, we dig away at the garbage to reach the light at the end of the tunnel. And that has been my experience, getting closer and closer to God. I've always been a believer, but there's so many things blocking me. And by working the 12 steps and being in the program, I have found relief. Thanks for listening.
Thank you so much, Beverly R. from Maryland. Jennifer G., it's your turn, followed by Penny L.C., and let us know where you're calling from. Star 1, Jennifer G.
Okay, this is Jennifer G. from California. And so I love this paragraph of God, and for me, so I came into OA and Visions OA period a year and a half ago, and I would have told you that I had a higher power, I had a loving God, but I never asked him for help with my food ever. So I feel like I had periods of agnosticism where I called on God for some things and not others. And so one of the first experiences I had was in going on a food plan is, And it was hard. I was one of those people that never ate healthy. If it was a fruit or a vegetable, it usually went bad and I threw it away. So anyways, I started on a healthy food plan and I lived by myself and it's been really a wonderful journey. But when it got hard in the early days, I found myself in an old, you know, standing in front of a cupboard or walking into a kitchen, I'd say, God, this is really hard. I need help. And he helped me. I just couldn't believe it. And I got through with his help those moments. And so I started having a succession of those types of things happening. And then once I started working through the 12 steps, and I started every step with resistance. I was always telling my sponsor, hold on. You know, it was always, everything was hard for me. My self-will just kicks in, don't want to do it. But once I would work it through the step, then I was finding God in every step. And so I have one higher power. You know, it's not a higher power of my faith that I was raised in. It's not a higher power of the faith that I fed that's in program. It's just one higher power. And I love the fact that I understand, you know, I'm going to grow spiritually. And I am. I get in the way of that, of course. But I love that that he's, you know, loving and kind and really helping me. That's what I love. I love that he's really helping me on this journey through a lot of resources, the meetings, even you guys, the food plan, all of it. And I'm having like the best year and a half of my life, and I'm 71. Okay, thank you for letting me share.
Thank you so much, Jennifer G. from California. Penny LC, it's your turn, followed by Sarah N.
Thank you, Dawn, for your service. Good morning, and good morning to everyone on the line. This is Penny LC, a grateful recovered compulsive overeater from the state of Washington. When I reflect on this paragraph, I have to remind myself, I didn't know what I didn't know, and I couldn't see what I couldn't see. You know, and boy, I was closed and I was blinded. Because I was so sure I had the God thing figured out that I didn't even need to read this chapter, We Agnostics. I truly avoided it. Didn't think it was even going to be relevant to me. Well, little did I know. I, you know, attempted to work the program in my own way, sort of, for about 6 years and really got no traction. About 14 years ago, finally decided I needed to do it a little differently because I was miserable and my disease was progressing. So it meant needing to find a new concept, needing to realize I needed to set aside everything I understood about what I thought a God was, a religion was, a spiritual life was, and come to the whole thing with that openness and that willingness to discover what my conception was. And that has been so life-changing, because then I could absolutely know that I had a God that I could trust, that could walk me through this process that I had so much fear around being open and speaking my truth about, telling all my secrets and so forth, and being willing to humble myself to give amends. And yet, the God of my understanding has allowed me to do all of that. But I had to begin there, and it's made the difference. Thanks for letting me share my path.
Thank you so much, Penny LC from Washington. Sarah N., it's your turn to share, and then I'll take a couple more names.
Thank you, Dawn. Good morning. My name is Sarah N. I'm a grateful, recovering, compulsive overeater from California. and grateful to be on a meeting of Clover English Anonymous. And I wanted to share, you know, my experience of this paragraph and of this book. As I've learned in this program, the newcomer is the most important person in the room. And so as I'm listening, I'm wondering, you know, if I were to get on this meeting for the first time or the first few times, what would I be hearing? And this paragraph, you know, is, for me, is taking this idea that we may have some conception of God. And it's advising me to, like, not let that prejudice me if I hear terms about spiritual expressions or the word spiritual or God. And in my life, I too have, like, gone through periods of having a conception of God taught to me, rebelling against that conception of God, and then being led back, especially through this program, to a new conception of God, which for me continues to morph and change and grow and get bigger and bigger. So as I've learned in this program, and so I looked up the word spiritual, and it says relating to or affecting the human spirit or soul as opposed to material or physical things. And so why, as a compulsive overeater, am I reading, you know, from the book of Alcoholics Anonymous? Because what many of us and there have found within this program and with, like, so many different addictions, that this book is the instruction book that I've heard so many people say, I just wish life came, like, with an instruction manual. And my experience, that's pretty much what this big book of Alcoholics Anonymous is. It's an instruction manual for life. And I am so grateful for that book. I'm so grateful for the big picture, for, you know, the ask in working with others that, like, first, just read the book. Just read the whole thing. Read it like a novel, if you will, if you can. And, you know, giving that big picture of what this is about. But I really appreciate this particular meeting, the deep dive into just one paragraph at a time, and how I can just sit there and chew on that concept and marinate in it. So I'm very grateful for higher power, and I pass. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Sarah N. from California. And although we value your experience, we ask that you limit your sharing to every third day in order that others might share their experiences too. So who would like to share on this paragraph? Page 47, that first paragraph starts with, when therefore we speak to you of God.
Enid.
Enid. What was your initial, Enid?
F like Frank.
Enid F. And do I have another? Very good.
Linda O, Nevada.
Who from Nevada?
Linda O.
Linda O. Okay, very good. All right. Yeah. Enid F., if you both could take about two and a half minute shares, that'd be great.
Hi, this is Enid F. from Chicago. I grew up in a very non-religious Jewish household, and I lived in a community with a lot of non-Jewish people, and I always had my own concept of God, and God was all-loving and all-powerful, and also had a sense of fairness and justice. So I had a nice conception of God. The problem was that God was nice, but then I had a to-do list that I have to get done. So lately I've really been working on listening to God, not just in the morning, but all through the day. And my sister was nice enough, I guess a couple of years ago, she sent me a necklace with a tree on it. And when you slide it underneath it has the serenity prayer. So I've been wearing that the last couple of days, and then just touching my heart where the necklace is, and just reminding myself that I have a higher power. So that's all I wanted to share. Thank you.
Thank you. Oh, thank you, Enid F. from Chicago. Linda O., it's your turn to share. Starwin, Linda. Okay. Perhaps Linda had to step away.
I'm sorry. I was hitting pound one instead of star one.
Oh, no worries. Go ahead.
This is my second time sharing. I'm relatively new, about a year and a half. And I was not raised with religion of any kind, and yet I knew that I was missing something. And at about the age 12, I started to believe. And in this program, I recently got very discouraged and was going to give up. And my wonderful sponsor said, don't give up before the miracle happens. And it was very shortly after that that I got the miracle. And I'm just grateful for a vision for you and for OA and for all the shares. And I just pass with that. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much, Linda O. And did you want to say where you were calling from, Linda?
Okay. Nevada.
Nevada, perfect. Linda O. from Nevada. Wonderful. Well, we do have time for about a minute and a half share, if someone would like to take that. 1 minute share now. There's someone that wants to take that.
Vanessa G.
Vanessa G., go for it.
Hey, everybody. My name is Vanessa G., and I am a compulsive overeater in New Mexico. Thinking about my humble and trying to accept a higher power into my life. And I just had to get not only that myself existed, but that I wasn't as free as I thought I was. The most important thing was to make myself available to learn, to understand that there was more to life than what I thought there was, and there was more to me than I thought there was, and there definitely was more to the universe, the great spirit, than I thought there was. Thank you so much for letting me share. Just getting ignorant again was good for me. Thanks.
Thank you so much, Vanessa G. from New Mexico, and everyone who shared, making this just a wonderful meeting. And we'll now close with a reading on the Big Book on page 164, followed by the Serenity Prayer. Will Penny L.C. please read a vision for you? Our book is meant to be suggestive only.
Thank you, Dawn. Our book is meant to be suggestive only. We realize we know only a little. God will constantly disclose more to you and to us. Ask him in your morning meditation what you can do each day for the man who is still sick. The answers will come if your own house is in order. But obviously, you cannot transmit something you haven't got. See to it that your relationship with him is right, and great events will come to pass for you and countless others. This is the great fact for us. Abandon yourself to God as you understand God. Admit your faults to him and to your fellows. Clear away the wreckage of your past. Give freely of what you find and join us. We shall be with you in the fellowship of the Spirit, and we will surely meet some of you as you trudge the road of happy destiny. May God bless you and keep you until